Dungeons & Dragons 3.5, New Hope. Is there truly honor amongst thieves? Find out as a group of rogues try to make their way in a world that's out to kill them.
Okay, Carol, now you take these notes, and then we're about ready to begin.
Oh, okay, sure.
Well, what are you two doing here? We don't record until tomorrow.
We're making a new promo for All Games Considered, since you were dragging your feet getting one written.
Hey.
She's right, though. It's been too long, and a lot has happened since the last promo.
Yeah, like winning the Gold Emmy for Best Gaming Podcast for 2009.
You mean the one you try to work into the conversation every other episode?
Hey.
Now, there's more than that. There's the new format.
You mean the main show every 2 weeks and the assortment of other features in the meantime?
Right, like games you may never have heard of, the review and new shows.
Don't forget the RPG buffet.
And on the main show, we have more time to focus on gaming topics.
Like board and card games.
And RPGs.
And the people who play them, from the old school to the newest of the new.
But no changeling. Hey!
Find out more at agcpodcast.info. All games considered, because there's more than one true way to play.
Not
Alec, you are swarmed by gnomish children.
You're swarming in gnomes.
Remember, elven
by the end of the day, you have pigtails, painted fingernails, painted toenails, and makeup. That is how you will show up to the dock.
Everybody wants to ride the airplane.
And your hair is dyed at least four different
they're
colors.
They're all like, you can carry us! You're like...
At first, you're like, yeah! And then 60 and then, children later...
what kind of spicy do we want?
Incredibly spicy.
No.
Ear bleedingly spicy.
We'll get buffalo.
I go medium. Give him the wings, I don't care.
I'd go for medium.
Yeah, I won't be eating anything, so.
There's also, like, Cajun if you want to try this.
No. I'm touching your knee.
Can you
feel it? By the way, I started writing up the character sheet for my
childhood. How many pieces?
24. I believe it's 24 because
I can't remember
exactly what happened in turn 1, 2, and 3.
Two.
So I have to look at my computer and remind myself what happened first.
There is a 2-0.
And since turn 4 is where I forgot the last 4 years, I actually put it in, I think, in a very nice way. I haven't broken up into chapters. And chapter 4 starts with,
as
the incandescent purple light dances around the gold and green, he wakes up, I wake up in my spacesuit, in my cockpit. I'm sitting there like, that fit? Huh? So, we show up at the docks, I guess.
You guys all show up at the docks.
Oh, sweet.
Everyone else looks as though they've actually had a fairly relaxing day.
Fix it.
Do it now.
Did you break my... What the hell?
I don't even know what happened. Oh, it's just on there.
Doesn't look like it if you can't get it.
Why are you breaking my shit?
Why is it so easy to break?
Because it's old.
You know, if you actually stop and look at it, you might be able to figure out how to...
Yeah, there's that piece there.
You know, move your like chair. Like, get off the chair and look at it?
He's going to break that and in turn break the chair also.
Yes, I'm okay. All right, should I get a pizza? Because what I decided to get is half of the Tuscany thing. 5 Cajun wings, because I want to try them out. 10 honey barbecue and 10 buffalo.
I'd say yes on the pizza.
Okay.
Yeah.
What kind of pizza?
Cheese.
I'll get the cheese lovers.
Okay. Sure. So, you guys will all show up at the docks. Everyone else is actually fairly rested, having a good day.
Except nobody told me to meet there.
Oh.
We come and get you.
We would eventually come get you. We're like, oh yeah.
However, Tana looks tired. Hair done up.
I'll comment on it later.
You know, you thought gnomes were so light, and then there were
60 gnomes later.
60 gnomish children, all wanting to play with Aunt Tana.
I've got my own personal hell.
No, I actually, if I had any extra energy, I'd feel pity for you.
Gnomish family reunion.
Eh, why not?
I can only imagine.
Rudy? The dragon laughs.
Rudy, are you sure you want to laugh at me?
As we all look back at the time where Rooney was taken out by a bunch of naked gnomes.
I know.
Wait, yeah, you have no room to talk. You were taken down by squirrels.
They were fully grown, though.
Yes, not, fully grown squirrels.
And not naked. Children.
And he was also large-sized.
Yeah, yes, but it was like five squirrels.
I suppose there were children to his size.
Gnomish children.
No, there was eight squirrels.
All right, guys. My head hurts. Get on the boat. Let's go kill some people. Let's go home.
Why aren't you irritable?
You guys see James Bond in his tuxedo.
Oh, James, nice to see you again.
Let's see, James...
Or Mr. Bond.
No, okay, so yeah, it's not James, it's Jim. Jim Bond.
Jim Bond.
Okay. Because we can't have James Bond. That's copywritten. However, Jim Bond...
Here's
Joe
a pair
Bond.
Of cufflinks I was asked to look
Joe Bond. Bond.
They're made of animation.
Okay.
On our little tiny boat, we're all kind of squeezed together.
Now, is this the Connery Bond or the...
Please, no.
I go with Sean Connery.
Well, I like Connery. I also like Roger Moore. Roger Moore's perhaps my favorite.
Which
Timothy
one is
Dalton
he?
Was okay.
Was Roger Moore the original Bond?
No, Connery was.
Connery was the original Bond?
Yep. Yeah. He was in Doctor No.
He was like the Bond forever.
Yes.
Until he made enough money to own his own bank and...
They asked him to come back. He's like, dude, I have so much money, I don't need to make movies anymore.
And then he went back because he enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Or he ran out of money.
No, he didn't.
They
had, there's no way
they've
he
had two
out
James
money.
Bonds that were only in one movie because they were resoundingly...
He went back to make movies that he liked to make.
Yeah. I like actually.
See,
I think
he had two goals: own a bank and a golf course. Yeah. And after being James Bond, he had that.
So, our estimated delivery time is 9:33.
What time is it now?
8:04.
Wow.
Oh, was it? Is it 9:30?
Okay.
That's an hour and a half
from my dad.
All right, snack it down.
We'll be hungry by then.
Yes.
Okay.
Daniel Craig.
I give you the papers of the dwarf and me. It has the directions on them.
Pierce was the one before them.
They're in the Devil's Teeth Mountains, the Wild Magic film.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Yeah, I love Daniel Craig.
Fun times.
He's hot.
I'm glad Gollum didn't come along. Did you come along?
No.
Okay.
And we have a normal sized boat right now, a keelboat.
Yeah, you guys have a keelboat.
Well,
I want a bigger boat because there's going to be minotaurs with us.
We need to go.
Oh, God.
We need to go
so
get
us and the two minotaurs.
My mage from Lake Castle.
I hold up the two bags.
Yes, six people.
What are you holding up?
The bags of holding. Who's gonna sit?
We're just gonna be in the keelboat.
I thought we all couldn't fit.
We're not.
No, you
on
all.
The
you will all fit. It's just you won't be able to have lots of personal room.
Okay.
I'm fine with that. I get to the very front of the keelboat. Yeah.
I don't need personal room.
I go large.
As long
just
as Minotaur doesn't sit next to me, I will fly.
Push you off the boat!
I'll fly alongside.
Good.
I'll hold on to the side so you can glide.
Where's the keelboat?
Ow. Did it like eight times. Two ogres?
That is tiny. Minotaurs?
Yes, two large-sized creatures.
But imagine this. Here's four guys. Five guys.
That guy looks like some guy from, a little Chinese movie.
Four guys there? That's the size of one minotaur.
Having Mr. Bond pilot, okay. I guess. And...
Oh, we have plenty of room. That's exactly the boat.
We can't fight on the boat.
But there is standing room, yes.
Yeah.
Standing or sitting room, depending on...
There's enough room pretty easily. It's just that we're not fighting on this boat unless some of us are just like, I'm not fighting right now.
Hey, wait. Hey, Yanni, would you join me at the front of the boat, please?
Sure.
I grab her by the waist.
Shouldn't you be doing that with your wife?
She didn't want to come. She had some workmen to harass.
All right, well...
Why are they working today? Because they're supposed to be with their family.
All right, anyone who casts magic, please don't.
Why not?
Because we're going in... Do I know much about wild magic before I start spelling?
It's knowledge arcana.
I have that, I think.
If you mention that, I have it too.
Dude, what?
You guys are heading into a wild magic zone.
Well, Rooney?
Oh. We're fine here.
Oh, yeah. I don't like you partner. Yeah. Don't
I got 28.
What is a wild magic zone?
Basically, when you cast a spell...
If you tell me it's a magic zone...
It's a wild magic zone.
Okay, then.
That's what I said. It's a wild magic zone, so...
All right, I got a 19.
But people did ask, like, what it is, so...
Oh, alright.
When we cast spells, there's a chance they will do something random, what they're supposed to do, or something worse.
That sounds fun!
Yes, I will be casting magic anyways, however... I'm just warning
sparingly.
You now.
You have a better chance to control it.
No, I don't.
No?
No. It's Ooh. Random.
There's no control.
No. Akira can control it.
You don't know that.
No, Akira's had theories about control. He had the papers, and he was working on it when we ended the campaign.
Yeah.
He was able to do it, though.
Yes.
By looking at the papers.
I studied it for the entire time I needed to before we ended the campaign. I was actually utilizing it. Because he could utilize wild magic with his own blood, remember? Yes. It's basically blood magic.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're right.
I remember.
That's why I got an amulet of health, so I could do it more.
I remember that, because after a couple battles, you're just like, ugh.
Guys, I need to stop. Are you out of spells? No, I'm out of blood.
It was like,
We need to turn you into a vampire. If you just bite someone, you'd be fine.
Well, if he could just use a vampiric touch or something.
Yeah.
Anyways.
My way's better, because
we're
going
to have
blood.
To find our way. Yeah.
Andre, I'm actively doing perception.
So Dick's going to have to, because we're not going to fly in there in this boat.
Yeah, no, the boat would crash. We have to land outside the mountains.
And then we'll have to sneak in and assassinate their leader.
Where is it exactly in the mountains?
How far in is it?
It's right square in the middle.
Is it that fortress?
No, it is not.
Okay. Oh, good. I didn't want to go back to that fortress.
The dwarfs did not travel to Ulthuan.
Especially after we've already looted all the cursed
yeah.
items.
Oh, yeah.
Does it show any
yes.
towns along the war. Way?
They killed there in an elder.
Is there any towns nearby?
Yes.
No, there are no towns. No one lives in the...
Nearby.
Oh, nearby? The closest settlement is Iron Hills, which is of the Great Castle Kingdom.
Okay, whatever. How far away is...
Because if we're going to be traveling to the mountains, I don't want to
go... It'll be a three-week trip.
A three-week trip into the mountains?
Yes.
So there's no way we're going to get there and get Garrosh and Barrosh back.
They don't know
yeah,
that.
It's mountain travel, dude. I'm sorry.
Yes, that's what we're saying.
Mountains are not something that you move through quickly. You can ask Hannibal, or, you know, the armies that marched through Italy in World War II.
I gotta say one thing.
Or, hey!
I gotta say a point about that, though. We're not an army.
The Mongols could get through the mountains pretty easily, though. They were good at that.
The
Mongols?
Yeah. Mongolians?
Well, I guess we'll be able to take the Minotaurs, then.
Let's buy horses.
At least not for this pay.
Okay.
Because I doubt they're gonna go for 1,500 golds for 3 weeks.
I do propose we bring our ex-druid companion since we'll be traveling through the mountains. It's nice
yeah,
to have someone who has survival.
Yeah, it's 3 weeks. Yeah.
Well, you have survival.
I have survival. Or you guys could 70. Just fly in and airdrop in.
We're going to miss the whole...
Literally. How do we get back?
That's what we were
I thought
doing.
The anti-magic zone was all the way up to the sky.
The anti-magic
wild,
zone?
Wild.
Whatever.
Yeah, the wild magic is.
But I don't... Will that affect spells that are already in
yes.
place?
Yes. The thing is you just pair drop down there or teleport down there and hope it works. If you want to do it the fast way. If you want to do it the safe way, then you walk.
I assume he's pulled the boat over and jumped down.
I thought that's what we were doing.
Me too. Because then we miss all of the religious holidays, and that's 3 weeks.
That's 3 weeks in, 3 weeks out. So
yeah.
6 months
out. Spell.
You guys can go in the bags, and I'll carry you down.
I still have two boats with the feather ball. I do as well.
Oh, wait, you can fly.
I can fly. I'll fly you guys down in the bags. One person
I have
on my
two
bag.
Potions of feather fall, so...
We just have to hope they work.
I can summon and
hope
something.
That, what happens with bag of holding anti-magic zones?
Magic items basically have a... Magic
Bad?
Items, unless they are activated. Yes, it's been resumed.
Okay.
Activated. Which means for in the case of bags of holding open, closed, type of thing like that. Once an hour, if they've been activated, then they have to make a check. This includes magic weapons. And then they are subject to wild magic. So if you start killing people, that hour you will have to make a... That was interesting. You will have to make a wild magic jump.
So, does a seeking bow...
A seeking bow
magical.
Will...
It is magical.
If you shoot an arrow, then it has activated and you have to check that out.
Pretty much everything we have is magical, honey.
I have two normal daggers. Dagger and a normal silver longsword.
Our armor?
If someone tries to hit us.
Is Mastercraft armor?
Mastercraft armor? No. Magic armor? Yes.
You have a bonus plus something. You have
plus three. I thought that was Mastercraft.
Can you turn off magic armor?
Oh, plus three? Oh,
so just every hour there, you're going to make a check.
If you've been hit.
A check. What is the check entitled?
It's a roll to see
it's
if
it's a percentile magic check.
Oh, so like I might start sprouting flowers out of my gear type of thing?
Or you could summon a meteor swarm on yourself. Yeah.
Or you could know what happens to me every time I go in that area.
You summon an elemental?
Elder earth elemental, elder fire elemental, elder water elemental.
And all hostile to the person who summoned them.
I swear, the elementals hate my characters.
That's what's funny is that, were you the druid at that point?
Yeah,
that's the funny part.
Pause through Corey while Tyler went.
But no, we're currently kibitzing, and I was explaining something. Something is fairly relevant.
So, all in favor of this pair drop?
I'm up for it.
I can carry three people if they
so we'll
agree
be safe.
To be in the back.
We'll be safe. Well,
we
it doesn't take him an hour to get
bag.
Down.
So.
You fit the whole party, basically. In one
basically, what it will be is he'll drop you off, and he'll fly off, and you guys...
I'm saying he as in Runihura.
Well, if he activates his magic item, he has an hour, and he checks that hour.
Right, but I'm saying it won't take him an hour to get down.
No. If it takes you an hour to get from orbit to ground, I mean, free fall, you know, unless you're going really slow.
So we won't have to really make a life or death check as far as, like, being in the bag of holding or something.
No,
or, lost,
not really.
Lost
you're in a
dimensional
different dimension.
She drops the bag
lost
of holding.
Lost in dimensional space.
If the bag of holding hits the ground, as long as it doesn't rip, you're still fine.
However, if it does rip, then...
If it does rip, see you bye!
We are in a mountainous area. There could be...
I'll put it inside my armor.
I'm not worried about him dropping it.
Not with my grappling
skill. You have to get eaten by a mountain goat.
Come out inside of its stomach.
But the thing about the minotaurs, they don't want to be in a bag.
The minotaurs are
not
bringing
here.
Minotaurs.
If
it takes...
Oh, well, I guess...
If you guys are paradropping, then they can be there.
Yeah.
If you guys are walking, no, they're not going to show up.
Well, let's see what Tyler has to take. He's going to be paying them.
Mm-hmm.
Or parachuting in.
Well, we don't
no,
know.
No, we're discussing.
We're discussing.
Okay. That was Pizza Hut, actually.
Because if we...
What'd they say?
Oh, is it over $50 purses? So they have
no,
to confirm.
No, it was 40-some. They wanted to confirm anyways.
Oh. Maybe they moved
it
down to
it was over 50, but then they discounted it for some deal I didn't know about.
Because time.
Because what?
There's been people on our phones.
Hello.
Well, where's the thingy for this?
I don't know. She had it last.
Oh. I was just trying to get you to stop popping.
So the discussion here is with the bags of holding...
I want to put it away. Yeah,
with the bags of holding and featherfall potions that Alec and I have... We can get to the ground safely if the boat doesn't flip out in the middle.
Well, we can always buy featherfall potions for everyone else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Ruins of featherfall
because I don't want to
hold a piece anyway, so they're not too expensive.
Can get some for the minotaurs.
I don't want to show everyone their back holding.
Well, how are we going to get back quickly? Because the minotaurs, if they're going to come along, you're going to
want to
get back.
Oh, yeah.
We
can
have
get back
ropes,
quickly.
And whenever we get done, we can just throw up a signal or flare or something and have Bond fly down and get us.
How long will it take us to fly over there and then?
Well, it'll still take you a few days to get there.
So the minotaurs aren't coming.
So there's going to be...
Because you guys aren't over Alador.
Well, also, and there's going to be a few days there, a few days back.
It will be less time coming back, though.
There's going to be like 48 checks for that boat to spaz out.
Because
no,
we're
that's
going
right.
ahead
that's if it stays over the wild magic area.
Steven? The Wild Magic Zone extends several days' travel outside the mountains. I recall that from our Lake Castle game, actually. It got annoying fast.
Yeah, but the boat's not going to be in that the entire time. But there's still going to be, like, lots of checks for the boat.
I remember the mines we saved were inside the Wild Magic Zone, but they weren't within the mountains, weren't they?
And then the other
So do you
idea
suggest
we
you
have?
Take the 6 weeks to travel there and out?
We can do the bags of holding thing.
But the problem is getting the boat over them.
Also, when you open up the bag of holding, you got to check, and what if
that someone's in a different dimension.
Yes, and what if, say for us, we do parachute in and we call the boat and it crashes? How do we do then?
Donner, party of five. Donner, party of five.
I'm going to bring the bags anyways. Just in case things go bad.
I think walking is probably the safest and best bet. Yes, it's 6 weeks, but it's better than the risk.
6 weeks. You're a dragon. Think about
supernatural
this.
Special
if we hear
really
that, it's going to take us 6 weeks to do this. Wouldn't it's we go to them and say, hell no?
And spells.
Possibly.
Supernatural abilities
like
and extraordinary abilities.
The more chaotic characters would be no.
Because the teleport is spell-like.
Well, it's 6 weeks. Yes.
Six weeks is
so
normal
easy
for a journey like this.
I know, but for people we don't really care about.
Also, or your wife could just pop you down there.
We don't care really about these people.
By the map?
Yes, it would, but it's...
We could refuse, but she can't.
Oh.
You can't?
She's already agreed. She is in a binding contract. She is stuck doing this, whether she does it herself or with our help.
Mm-hmm. I'm just thinking the 6 weeks is kind of what
we can
more
do
for people we don't care about.
Well, also, being gone from the city is quite a long time.
Let me ask my wife a couple of questions. She might be able to help us.
Okay.
I go talk to my wife. What do you know about wild magic?
I don't like it.
Would you feel safe teleporting us down to a wild magic zone and then come getting us when we're done?
Feel safe? No.
Would you be able to do it? Are you confident in your own abilities to be able
to
do it?
Yes, I can do it, but I don't do anything for free.
And what would you require us
to do? Oh, I've got the next target.
We have to do it afterwards.
Oh, that's fine. So long as I've got your word on it.
Yeah, sure. I'll be able to avoid that anyway. Might as well get something useful out of it.
Okay, this kind of solves our problems.
Well, then we can go with Garrosh and Barrosh now.
So it's going to take her two trips to get everyone there, then.
Two trips?
Mm-hmm. But it's a spell-like ability, though, so it doesn't not affect it, right?
It is. Mm-hmm. It's supernatural and extraordinary.
She's going to have to make a total of 4 checks, 2 to get us there, and then 2 getting us back.
She's going to have to make 3.
3. 1 to teleport.
Down, back, down.
She's got to wait there, and then she does 3 to get us back.
So it's a total of 6. But she has to get back up to the city. She can't go boom, boom.
See how I thought. So teleporting there is going
to
cause a check?
Yeah. She has to go with us.
Oh. Wild magic is not a friendly thing to
accident.
Mages.
I thought it was
which is, of course, why orcs love hiding in it.
That's also why Tyler's character was so excited to be able to circumvent it.
Yes! Yes! I won't explode!
And I could not only circumvent, I could harness it for use.
Yes, it was just very painful.
It was not without its costs.
It was something like a d6 damage per spell level that you applied it to.
She probably won't want to stay there.
I thought it was like you take a point of damage per spell level. That's, like if it was a 7th level spell, you took 7 damage.
So if you had DR, would that still affect it?
No. If you had energy resistance,
I take it she can stay there.
No.
Considering all of her spell-like abilities will be affected.
She would be useless. So,
since Ryan this day,
his lovely wife walks up. After all, she was a witch.
Yes.
She does have ability to teleport, and she has agreed to get us down there. She's
Ryan's
confident
magical,
in her ability.
Would he have
to
make checks every hour for his body?
I still propose we bring the.
Technically, you have magic
along,
going through your veins since you're a dragon.
To find the orchestra.
She can teleport straight there. Dragon blood is sort of draconic.
She's heard of it.
Language of magic.
I'd like to point out, I'd rather teleport a distance away. We don't want to teleport in the middle of an orcish camp.
Hey, guys!
Hey, I think coming on the front gate would be wise.
Remember, she's a cleric. She's obviously the wisest one here.
Your wisdom?
16.
Okay, you are wiser than I am.
Same.
I still think it's a bad
idea. You're wiser than me!
We're matched. Because
so
I have OP.
She can easily teleport to the back of the camp.
We
can
just teleport nearby.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
On a mountain.
Sure thing, I can do that.
Alright.
Something that will take us
we can sit there and go, look, there it is. We don't necessarily need that big of a survival check. Less NPCs, the better.
However, this is nice.
Tyler, you get to pull out your
ravine
chart for the first time in a while, don't you?
Like,
spell functions normally.
Okay.
You five are the first, or you six are the first ones down. Hold on.
No. She can do five at a time.
One, two, three, four, five. You five are the first ones down.
Okay. Well, Garrosh and Bearish are coming with the second one, though.
Yes.
As with the druid.
And the druid.
Do we want to bring in the druid? I don't want to bring any extra NPCs necessary.
The reason why I don't think we should bring the druid is because he's like...
Level he's worthless.
Five or four.
What
three.
Did she do? The spell is quicken.
She teleported him back the same round.
You and two minotaurs, because the minotaurs do take up two slots.
Yep.
Yeah.
So there's no way to bring them along anyways.
Okay.
One part of that, and this is the whole group.
See, this reminds me of...
It's empowered! Angry teleport!
She teleports the entire room that we were coming from.
I thought she was going to stick around.
Because all of her spell-like abilities will be affected.
Oh, right. not to combat, but how are we getting out?
She'll come back.
How are we signaling her?
Mental links.
What? Why do you have a mental link?
Has magic. She wants to make sure I'm safe.
How do we know the mental link will function down here in the wild magic?
I'm safe. I'm sure. I'm confident. Okay. So what happens to her? Do I need to...
Nothing that happens on this side.
Oh, great. Do I need to burn a Benny?
You might.
What was it, Andre?
94.
Ooh, oh, that's one of the bad ones.
Yeah, it's getting up there. That one... Empowered, maximized, Vampiric Touch.
Oh, she'll be fine.
She can heal from that.
What's the spell? Is it teleport 90. Spell level?
No.
90-some.
What's an empowered, maximized,
Well, let's see. It's at max cast level, which I think is, what, 10d6?
Oh, that's what I was asking,
so
is what cast level.
60 points
is that?
Of damage.
Then 1.5 is 90.
90. That points. Would kill her. Uranuses don't have very many hit points.
Spin the Benny, Steven.
Yeah. No, she's fine. Yeah. She's running from him.
Yeah, boy, medium home.
She poofs.
96! Get worse!
Well, I'm gonna go in the game there, no bennies.
What was 96? Just to
see.
Same thing.
Oh, okay.
Okay, 34. Spell function.
Oh, that felt like it could have been bad.
Keep wild magic.
Hey, this would have been an easy way to get out of all my devil things, but at the same time, I wanna get home! We'll get home eventually.
They just found a new one.
We're gonna. Have the better end of the stick this fight.
By the way, a lot of magical gear I'm wearing.
By the way,
I love magical gear.
Yes. I know, but everyone is wearing magical gear.
Yeah, I'm not bringing this thing.
Two magic rings, I don't want to do magic. Really? When it comes to combat, she's best.
Magic weapon.
Because her fists don't count.
When I go large,
her natural abilities.
Checks.
Yep.
After an hour.
No.
That's actually casting a spell.
If you use it, that hour you have to.
He said activated magic items take a.
Activated magic items, but that's activating a spell.
Okay.
It's kind of like if I activated my goggles of night vision.
It's night vision, yes. It is dark vision.
Okay.
It's basically casting the spell.
The thing about it is, like, if I draw my Merciful Greatsword and activate it, that's activation of a magic item, not a specific spell.
Or a bag of holding, or something like that.
I don't see the difference, but we'll move on.
Kay.
Somebody, it's like...
The great thing! The great float!
Move on.
Great float!
Okay.
Okay, so we are now.
You guys see a massive orc encampment.
How cold is it?
Fairly, it's winter.
In the mountains.
I chug a potion of endure elements.
Roll percentile, please.
Great. Maximized vampire.
37. Spell functions only.
All right, let's walk. It's right over there.
All
right,
everyone has the disguise. Orcs.
So us two?
No, I have two. Disguise.
So us three?
Four.
I have one.
She has disguise and...
I'm not going to be casting spells.
Me and the Minotaurs here. Are just standing there like...
Minotaurs like...
Well, I don't think the Minotaurs would...
They won't be out of place. Here.
Minotaurs walk into camp, they're like...
What?
I don't want
Turn into an orc hat.
Don't you need a hat?
Not yet.
I have disguised self.
Oh.
Wait till we get closer to city. We don't want to...
Do I know how to use it?
Yes.
Okay.
So long as he tells you the command
word. It's just an activated magic... I'll tell you the command word.
Don't use it yet.
Ask McSlappy.
That's better than mine. Would you like dick? I didn't think that one through.
All right, well, I guess we sneak down to a point.
Yeah, you guys walk on up. Hold on.
And then
orc sentries.
I'm wearing white, if that helps.
Andre, using this magic item, does that mean we have to roll now?
Yes.
Okay. So percentile dies, everyone.
20? Your hat is whitened.
Well, I cast the spell, but okay.
It's whitened.
It doesn't do anything.
It does nothing for that spell.
Okay. What's 49?
49, that is the end of normal.
So 47 would still be functioning normally.
43. 11.
Empowered! I'm a really badass orc.
Not really, no.
No.
It has no effect on that.
I know.
What you should look like is an orcish half-dragon.
Hmm. Yeah.
That's bad, isn't it?
No,
that's quite that's awesome. Oh. Are you kidding me? Red dragons bang orcs all the time.
Except
why?
This is bronze.
Because it's easy.
Can I control what kind of
yes.
Yeah. I'll be a half-red...
There you go.
The only reason why it affected you was because a god intervened with your character. There's a slight difference.
I know.
And you're a tiefling in white.
I was hiding, too.
Give me a stealth check.
I got a 21. More. Yes.
An orc sentry begins barking out in orcish.
Does anyone here actually speak orcish?
The person who's hiding.
Damn it, Jessica.
Hey! I said it wasn't going to cast any spells! Did you guys not hear me say that?
I'm going to yell back and gobble. Yell back and gobble.
What?
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 What is he saying? I speak in Draconic.
Who the hell is you?
Made of Draconic.
Can I even tell if he's yelling at me or the...
He's yelling at them.
Okay. As long as he's yelling at them, that's fine. Mm-hmm.
What?
Do you speak back in Goblin?
No.
Oh, I can't speak.
I yell an undertone.
What? What? La 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 la! Heard it? Oh, you got some broken orcs! And some minotaurs!
Roar!
And a lizard!
I'll pull Garrosh and Bearish. Try giant.
I didn't get paid for that.
They're paid to kill.
Keep cool.
You'll be able to kill him faster if we get into
it. What are you talking about? Everybody keep cool. We'll have the person who's good with charisma try to get to see the leader. Once we get to see the leader, we'll just off him, take care of the guard right there, and we'll hopefully my wife will know that we're done.
Okay. Yeah,
whatever.
So, what do you want me to do? Alright. No immigrants!
What?
Is there a wall or something?
Yeah, there's basically like a small palisade that he's standing on. And he's barking at you and stuff like... You, of course, are hearing all this.
But
what?
I'll be yelling back at him in undercommon, why not?
I do Sylvanian, but I doubt they react well to that language.
I'll try Infernal. I doubt it'll work.
You guys are some fan orcs.
Roar.
I'm doing my best not to laugh. Behind the rock.
I wave politely and try to keep walking towards the gate.
Roar.
Boy, get out of here. I'll walk a few gruff orcs. You kind of walk and go. You want me to what?
Stand there. Can we just do intimidate to?
Sure, you can give me an intimidate.
All right.
Who's main intimidator?
Whoever is the main intimidator.
I've got a plus. Probably Tana, but I've got.
I have a plus. Minotaur is good for intimidating.
I have plus 10.
Yeah,
they're not gonna do it, Steven.
They're not paid for intimidating.
Since I have no charisma, mine's just a plus.
I'm not large, so mine's only a 9.
I assist Dryden.
Okay, so everyone assists me.
I assist hard. I assist with a 28.
I rolled a natural 20.
I assist.
The guy at the gate? No.
I still need to walk up.
We'll walk in then.
That kind of. Shuffle past.
This is... I guess I walk...
What are you doing?
I'm with them.
You actually speak orc?
Oh, shite! You speak orc?
Yes, I'm the more intelligent one of the
group. Okay, who the hell are those guys? Who the hell are you?
We're already walking through like we own the place.
What?
Oh!
I'm holding up my bands.
Here to see the boss.
Oh! I know, you're the mercs! Okay, never mind.
Well, I'm walking into the pit block.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Grab my crotch.
Breathe fire?
Wow.
You breathe fire. Your guys' pants suddenly now down around your knees.
I have a big purple fuzzy hat in my
face. My plate pants or my breastplate pants?
I kill myself for looking like this? Hey, you did it once.
I have the warrior ponytail.
Okay.
There's a large group of orcs and, of course, goblins and whatnot who just kind of stay out of your guys' way.
Yeah!
And, yeah, when you walk next to the giants and try to do the thing, they're just like... They go back to eating their cow.
The ogre?
No, the giants.
Oh, they have giants.
Getting out of here is not going to be fun.
Let's avoid them!
Hey, getting out for you might be fun. It depends on what I roll on my D100.
What, you got a teleport scroll?
No, well, I've got invisibility.
Ah. You roll a 100.
Can we do this fight outside?
Kill the group?
No, we just fight outside. Get giants involved.
Get the entire...
Blow holes in the ceiling.
That's probably what we're going to have to do.
I keep walking towards the place that looks like the chief's place.
By the way, I did bring my bags of
holes. A really big orc.
So if we kill this orc, are they going to attack us, or are they going to be like, we're their boss now?
What do you want, Tiff? Tifflin?
We're the mercenaries looking for the boss. Could you point in his direction?
Yeah, it's a big tent right there.
Is it the biggest tent?
It is indeed the biggest tent.
Where are you walking?
I was already walking toward
what,
it.
What color is the tent, Andre?
It's blue, because he's lucky. He gets 4 bennies.
If the orcus culture is here the same, then yes, we would become the bosses.
The problem is, it'd be like a gang rape.
However, yes, he may call upon some help.
It's alright, we're helping ourselves.
Okay, so apparently he didn't think this one out when he put his tent up.
I just remember the time when Ivan, as his...
It's a widow tent.
What, evil wizard or something hired me when I had my space marine armor.
It's not symmetrical.
Goblin leader.
Oh, I guess it kind of is.
It's
not
bad. It's mostly symmetrical.
That is symmetrical.
It is symmetrical.
Yeah, wait. No, yeah, it is.
3, 2, 2, 2, 3.
Orc pimping.
Yeah.
Orc pimping.
I'm behind the group like these guys. Yeah, morons.
Well, since I was the main, I'm probably in front.
Yeah, you're in front.
And the Minotaurs
where
are laughing.
Where are your flanks?
Where are me?
And the Minotaurs are laughing their asses off.
They're sitting there just like, really? Did they fall for that?
Well, let me get out the ever handy.
I guess put me
orc
in between Garrosh and Barrosh.
Don't we have orcs?
My orc army I took home.
Symmetrical.
I have elves,
Jessica.
Yeah, I have lots of elves and undead.
It's gonna be kind of hard.
What about these guys?
Yeah, we can do that.
Those are bigger than yeah.
Uh oh, too big.
There's an ogre.
Is it really an ogre?
Yeah, really an ogre.
Okay.
Really? It's really...
He goes... He...
Who are you?
He says as loud as possible, so the entire camp goes...
Right, in what language?
Orc.
I guess that's you. I'm just here to look intimidating.
Yeah, big walk.
Yeah. Well, of course, we'll speak to you first, because I'm going to act like the...
Translator. Gotcha. So you want me to just keep talking then, and like you're translating?
Sure, we can talk Infernal. I strongly doubt any of them.
I don't think any of them know Tongan. So I wouldn't worry about what language we're speaking.
Yes,
we're spacking.
Sprecken.
Yes, we are the mercenaries here to see the boss.
Boss. The mercenaries is here!
Not very bright, are they?
It's an ogre.
Yeah, it's an ogre.
And what's funny is he's doing this.
Yeah,
no, he's like...
it's the bellower.
Yeah, no. it's the musician.
Ogre musicians don't actually sing.
They just yell.
Ogre music is considered... who can yell the loudest is the best musician.
I see.
They actually explain that in the Ogre Kingdom's book. I find it kind of amusing.
It is amusing.
Your face is amusing.
Your mom's amusing.
Your mama's face is amusing.
Actually, the funny thing is, the dwarves killing the Phoenix King was actually the best thing they could have done.
Yeah,
that Phoenix King was an idiot.
Yep. This is kind of the reason the war started, isn't it?
Yes, yes he is. The dwarves sent messengers to them saying, hey, what's going on? Oh, you're going to come talk to me? I'm going to shave your beards. Ha! What?
As probably many of the other elves are sitting there going like, what?
Yes!
As what? Even the dwarves were kind of like, oh, okay.
And that's,
hey.
And that is right. The dwarves then came into the settlements in the old world and said, what's going on? The late season going, what's going on? So the Phoenix King responded, with war!
What?
Roar.
And then as soon as he died, they put somebody who was actually intelligent in place, and then the war ended.
Oh, I must have gotten some Minotaurs free! Wait, I didn't know you had a... do I got a coupon or something?
I'll just say random paper. Miscellaneous nonsense.
Yes, yes,
while she
talks. Not
that
that's important. Can't read it.
What is it?
Just got some scribbles on it.
Oh, one of them's a doctor. Right.
But so.
So are we gonna? What are we attacking?
I assumed when we were inside the tent.
Did you walk up and give it to me?
Anyway, yeah. I'll wait for you to signal that since you're up there.
Alright. You're here. We better start getting moving out. Let them know we're ready.
I plug my ears too.
Basically, so where you all kind of like even through your plug ears like.
Can I get silent? Oh wait.
Man, I bought all these thunderstones.
Hey,
I could just make us deaf.
See if we can talk to him alone in the tent for a moment.
Don't worry about the anatomy.
All right. Now I'm going to lead you around the camp so you know what you're dealing with.
We need to talk strategy first.
It's scary.
These goblins aren't nearly as dangerous as the goblins from years past.
Strategy with you.
Well, let me show you my boys first.
Okay.
You know what you got.
Sure.
We will, then shall we return to your camp afterwards?
Or
your
tent won't be there no more. I'll have a table set up. Set up on some grots.
We have pressing strategical matters to discuss.
We'll just show them around the camp. We'll kill them afterwards.
The tent's not going to be there afterwards.
Who cares?
And they want to fight in a tent. I don't know why.
We don't necessarily want to draw the attention of the whole camp.
Yes.
Unless you think you can kill them in one round.
The tent flaps create an area of silence and safety.
You realize as soon as we attack him, it would be like, I'm under attack! And everyone's going to be like, the ogre's going to be like, bust down the tent! And everyone's going to be like, what the fuck's going on?
That'll give us a round of surprise.
Someone fighting, someone fucking him up in front of the table. Like, what the fuck is going on?
May I ask a question? I ask in Togged. Do orcs have any sort of challenge rituals for leadership?
Do you want to fight him one-on-one?
Yes, it's usually a one-on-one fight.
That is assuming that the orcs are the same ones.
Yes, assuming these are similar to the orcs I'm familiar
ooh,
with.
Size them up, I dare you. I dare you.
I'd like
challenge.
To size him up, actually.
Size the orc up. Give me a base attack bonus plus your sense motive.
Okay, plus 19. Is my D6's dice around here?
These ones?
No, the big thing.
Sense motive.
Got plus 48.
It's there.
Your sense motive is insane.
Plus under there.
Wait, what do you need?
I also have plus 19.
Uh-huh. 36.
36? You estimate that as boss, he has a base attack of 11.
So he's probably our level, assuming he's fighter.
One level behind ours. Oh no, but orcs have a...
Oh mind. Yeah, sorry. I'm like...
No, orcs are one half.
I was like,
they're a non-ECL race.
Yeah, they
they'd be like a human.
Oh, okay.
Aren't they like actually like half?
No.
Not this summoning.
No, that's actually from Warrior. Warrior's one CR behind.
Okay, that's
so funny. If he's a level 10 Warrior, he's a CR 9.
Okay.
Okay. Well, you know what? Honestly, I'd rather just fight him with the group and, you know, maybe have a few orcs intervene, so...
Yeah, whatever. They'll intervene, you know, if this force intervenes, fuck, we'll just invisibly run.
Take the money and run.
Yes. I was like, all right. Lead.
All right.
So, follow me.
He keeps the ogre between you and him at all times.
That's cool. I'm just the...
And you'll notice that he's always in front of the ogre. The people who are behind the ogre will smell why.
Oh, God!
I move to the side.
I'm on the side of the ogre.
I'll move the elf side dies.
The elf inhaled at the wrong time.
The minute she went, wuss.
He had elf.
So...
That would explain probably why my body's rejecting the scent.
At my level, it's 3 flames, right?
For a scorching ray?
Yeah.
I start foaming at the mouth. Right, so, we're going to be attacking on hills. Them umis and dwarves and not real orcs and elves and them ugly peoples. Yeah. Wait, ain't had the decent respect to lay down and die yet.
Didn't this happen once before?
It happens
once a year.
Yeah, this happens all the time.
They can actually time their calendar by when the orcs invade.
That's what's going to happen when we assassinate the leader and they don't invade this year. Wait, what?
Should I start planting seeds yet?
We're going to screw up their crop rotations. Yeah.
All right, so... Over there, those is the odd boys. They's in full plate with shields and big choppers. Hey, orcs don't get full plate.
They don't got ooge choppers?
By the way, yes, I am.
No, sadly, they can't have shields. I'm making sure you're translating ooge choppers.
I am translating to everyone. I mean, I look at him because he's in the front, but...
And so, I know what I'd do if I'd send them towards them stupid dwarfies and, you know, chop them up good. But you guys are some mercs. You guys is the one who's going to be dealing with this.
Yes.
You know, we could actually just lay the army off and come kill them later.
See, we could totally switch everybody around, so we send, like, the squishy people where they're worthless and...
Right, over here, these is goblins. They're dead. Just figure out where you want them to go.
Who you want to distract for a moment.
These are the orcs with the bows. They fire the arrows. You could shoot at elves, but elves is a lot better. I'd recommend taking your bow and beating them to death.
They're the Aura boys. They move up and shoot and move up.
All right, and these is the guys on the goats.
You see these giant, angry-looking rams that they beat constantly to get even in a worse mood.
These is the cavalry.
This poor nuts.
Giant orc on this goat.
Right. These is the giants. These row boulders real good. Okay, and then these is I ain't sure what those is.
What are they?
They're small green things that don't have legs or arms, and they're rolling around.
What
knowledge would it be to identify them?
Dungeoneering.
Okay. Are those little nurglings?
I don't know what that is. Figure out what to do with them.
Where did they come from?
All right, and we brought us 3 cannons. Ooh. So you'll be able to fire those 3 cannons when the giant is throwing rocks.
Ask him how.
And here's the catapults. They go alongside the giants because the giants pick up a rock, put it in there, then they throw a rock. See how that work?
Yes.
Ooh, all right.
Ooh,
good.
Ooh. We could put. Ask them how they orcs. Got the little.
Dude, is he just giving
tribbles.
Us an army? I right. think we should keep it.
Right. So. That's everything. I'm out of here.
Where's he going?
He has a question.
Where did the tribbles come from? Tribbles.
Found them in a cave.
Oh.
They don't taste good. we can figure out something to do with them.
So where he's going?
So where are you going?
To my army? It ain't my army. Last boss got killed.
Oh. Yes, she translates, ah.
Okay.
He's going off to lead a different army?
Yeah.
Are you guys...
This ain't my army.
You guys are also invading Iron Hills with us?
No, we're attacking Goldshire from... Or not Goldshire.
Goldshire.
Stupid Stormwind!
They invaded the crossroads! Let's go fuck up Goldshire!
unless you're on certain RP servers, it's Pornshire.
Yeah.
Lots and lots of herping.
Yes.
Okay,
we could just wait.
No, we're coming up from the south.
Hit him.
The other boys is coming from the east, and the other boys is coming from the north. So we're gonna go, and they're all gonna die.
Huh. Sound plan.
It would have worked last year, but they won. So. No.
We could just leave them out early, and so he'll still be here.
No. Wait till he leaves, follow him, kill him, then we take this orc army and charge against the other orc army, telling them if we kill them, we get all the glory.
Yeah,
I take my peaches here.
The
preacher's
here.
The preacher's here.
Let's chase him down when he's away from the orc.
Alright, any questions?
No, sir.
I say we have the person in the group who doesn't sleep, follow him, and when he goes to sleep.
What is the meaning of orcish life? Beat shit and kill shit and steal shit.
No, that was excessive. Wah.
What color is best?
Green? Duh.
Your free questions suck.
It was this question.
What is the airspeed velocity of a swarm? 25 miles an hour. No, I'm sorry. You are not smarter than a 5th grader.
But that's what it says on Wikipedia.
You lose points for relying on Wikipedia. Oh no, my paper got returned.
Alright,
there's the table. You plan. We're coming from the south.
Alright. All in favor of having Ricardo follow him and coup de grace on the night?
Now why would I follow him? I'm the war boss.
Didn't we have this conversation once before, actually?
That's what we've been posing.
He's just mean looking.
Because
obviously the meanest looking one is the war boss.
Tana, how good is your stealthing?
Plus 11-ish.
Why are we killing him in the night?
Because then you can just coup de grace.
Yeah, but he's level 12.
Okay,
you're
before
all
he walks
level
up,
12.
Before he walks off. I'm level 9.
Or I don't think the ball's like
damage
this.
In a coup de grace.
Alright, then you do whatever. Not my problem. If others don't die, then you get to explain it to the boss.
My suggestion is one of you two follow him and coup de grace.
Why is he pointing at everyone?
Because he's angry.
Oh. He's crazy! Alright. So, this is your army. Take it or leave it. How much they pay you guys, by the way?
Not enough.
Not enough.
Alright. I hear Iron Hill struck gold, so hopefully that'll be an incentive.
Good.
Well, why don't
now is it Gold Hills?
Because he's posing as the war boss. So we don't necessarily want to draw him out.
Okay, well, why don't you and Dick follow him and.
Works for me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alright, I'm out of here. He walks over to the stalls. Bring them out! Out walks a Wyvern.
Well, shit. Now, wait a second. He said the war boss, right?
Because
he translated that. So maybe we just take his army to battle and kill the war boss there during the battle, because...
But which one's the war boss?
And aren't they attacking different sides of the lake?
No. Different sides of this little town on the side of the
lake. No, they're attacking different towns on this lake.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So all we have to do is convince this army to go against another orc army so all the glory can be ours.
Yes.
That works for me.
That's what I was thinking.
Because they said go kill the war boss, not this random dude.
Yes, yeah. He's obviously not the war boss.
Yes, but if we kill him, that'd be one army that's not showing up on time. So we can kind of go boom, boom.
City the war boss is attacking?
No, he didn't say anything like that.
No.
He did say what city he was attacking.
Yes.
I suppose we could ask around camp, or Jessica could ask around camp.
Yeah.
Where did our adventure dream group that told us to do this for them come from?
Like the castle.
Then
the way,
probably they're
here.
Fighting
okay.
the war boss.
Alright, now you won't have to hear as much slopping and gurping.
Gurping?
Gurping.
You made that up.
No, it's a role-playing system.
Really?
It combines Gurps. Multiple other... It allows you to combine other role-playing systems that normally wouldn't match, if I recall correctly.
So, want to kill a dragon with a lightsaber?
That'd be awesome.
Or do you want to play a cyberpunked out D&D character?
Wow.
It's a D&D character with a chainsaw arm!
I know, we can miss, mix Og and then, like, Traveler.
Og and Traveler? You know how awesome that'd be? You know, we're playing Traveler, a semi-serious game, and we've got a bunch of cavemen in back being retards.
I'm This caveman knows three words.
I love Og.
They find a spaceship and take off into space in Og.
Anyway, they have to roll luck checks to figure out how to find
it. No, it's on autopilot.
Okay.
Anybody have any idea of how to figure out where the war box is?
Can we ask some of the orcs?
The orcs? Does it?
I don't know. The boss is right there.
The big boss.
The war boss.
The war boss.
Oh, he's with his boys.
After we flush the town, where should we go?
They're heading towards Lake Castle.
Oh, okay.
So Stephen was right.
That would be so amusing.
The war boss's army is charging
Lake Castle, yeah. And suddenly another orcish tribe runs by down. And runs into the war boss's army, as the people in Lake Castle are just going like,
Stand and watch. Popcorn must be issued. It is now a royal edict.
And then we walk over.
Hey.
We have popcorn.
We walk over.
We caused this.
We
caused this. Funny.
Charge mission. Come on. Golden person. Come on.
Alright. Don't.
Steven, with Lake Castle's economy, I think a golden person is actually something the average person can do there. So
they are a fairly wealthy city because of artifacts.
We have that one
and
artifact.
Ages.
And the it's not that everyone in town is rich, because the economy is about the same. But people aren't hungry, and they aren't, you know.
They never sunburn.
They have a better standard of living.
Yes. So we just need to figure out how to encourage these orcs to go against those orcs.
Why don't we just go that way and then have them follow us?
Here's another thing. You're stupid. We will not be avoiding the 3 weeks travel in the mountain range.
Yeah.
And then we have to the other additional week to travel to Lake Castle.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, that's ridiculous.
No, it's funny. I think we should do it.
Yes, I think it would be awesome. And we do not tell the minotaurs.
You know?
Actually, I was going to see if they're cool with it.
I'm all for making the orcs' lives difficult. The only problem is keeping the disguise on in the wild magic area.
Our mind's permanently on.
We have to
permanent?
Check every...
Yes, the hat is permanent, unless you change it.
So it's just a one-time
check. It's him.
His is not.
Which, if you revert, that might be kind of odd.
No, we just tell him the boss...
He's a merc, remember?
True. He's the war boss as well, though.
Well, but I'm the boss of this army.
Also, he was an orc in heavy robes.
Okay.
Yeah. He's donned his battle robes.
Really heavy. And he kind of squished down.
Wow, that was a lot of robes.
Of course, right. then you have to deal with... go away now.
Then you have to deal with challenges, though. You're not the biggest!
At which point, he walks over, sneak attack. Thud. What?
No, I make sure I position myself behind everyone who challenges me.
That's a lot.
Natural 20?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine. So long as we get our payment after this.
It's at 44.
Sure, we'll do it after if you give them their payment.
Well, I mean, they will be gone for a long time, so I'm making sure it's cool with them.
The money you gave them is more than enough to cover the expenses for being gone for 3 weeks.
Cool.
4 weeks?
3 weeks or longer.
Actually, I think it was 3 weeks from the edge of the Wild Magic Zone to here, so...
Yeah, and then a week right. to Lake Castle.
So, we need to start marching.
Like
what do we do when people ask, hey, we're not marching where we're supposed to be marching?
Tell them they're stupid. We know what
I
we're
was
going to
start
they're
spreading...
They're probably not going to question us, because they're going to be out marching themselves.
Beatings will continue until morale improves.
Also, I highly doubt the orcs know where they're going.
True.
Yeah.
So how do we convince them to fight the other orcs when we get there?
Tell them they were taking our war spot.
Let me talk to them.
Okay.
By the way,
we need to teach me orcish in the time.
All right. Let's see. What experience are you guys at?
Why? What's the matter?
I don't know.
69.
If you've got enough experience points to level, what can we do?
Well, no. I'm saying, do you have third level spells yet?
Yes.
I want tongues. You can cast that. Because that'll actually allow me to rouse the boys.
She doesn't want to cast anything.
Well, she's
not now. When we get out.
There.
Oh, when we get out of the mountain, I can't.
All right. What's wrong, Andre?
All right. Well, let me come up with some random bullshit.
Wait,
You expect us to attack them?
I'll expect you to kill the guy and move on. And then get to deal with this normally.
You flew him away in Wyvern.
I was expecting you to, you know, impulse. Actually, no. I wasn't expecting to get to this point.
What, you were expecting us to just kill him right away once we met
no,
him?
No, I was expecting you to either raid fight. The gut-ripping house or to kill the guys. Instead of taking A or B, and now skipping C, I'm going to D. So, if you'll kindly give me a second.
Pause the
no, you must go waiting. Now!
Well, go ahead. What you suggest we do is?
Well, when we get to the other orcs, is that basically we just have giants all stand in the distance, let the other orcish army see us, turn and kind of do the, what the F? And then hurl huge boulders. And then we have all the orcs and goblins just waiting and hiding. So when they start charging us for betraying them, they just...
Why don't we just, like, come up behind and then wait for them to charge and then charge it from behind?
We act like reinforcements.
That'll work.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, okay. And then hit them instead.
Okay. So I think, Andre, do I hear a response from my wife?
I suppose we will set up the army.
Yes, dear.
Would you be able to purchase a scroll for us?
Sure, what's the price?
Well, what scroll? What spell do you need?
Spell.
What spell do you need?
Tongues.
Our bard needs the spell Tongues, and she said she's going to give you a 10%.
I could give her that ability.
I'll ask. My wife says that she knows certain abilities that could actually give you that spell. Or do you just want it this one-time use?
How much does it cost to get the spell?
Like, the one-time use? I suggest the one-time use.
We
nobody
know
knows.
This. Yeah, no one knows.
I'll ask, because I don't know. Yeah, I don't
we'll
deal with
find
witchcraft.
Out that, and then find out the... Well, I know the scroll costs.
Nothing that she uses.
Nah.
Specifics, dear.
You know the specifics. Like, but I know you can't say them either.
Well, her soul's already bound there anyways.
What?
Your soul is already bound to hell.
Help.
Thankfully, I'm communicating telepathically. Maybe if you just get the scroll.
Okay, I can go get that.
And she'll give you 10% bonus on market value.
I'd like 50%. I'm teleporting into another wild magic zone.
No, you'll have to wait till. You can wait till we leave the wild magic
zone. Ah, that's fine then.
Okay. She said that it takes a lot of effort for the permanency thing, so she's just going to do this for
the time. Well, can you have her get a couple?
How many?
A couple.
Two.
Okay.
A couple.
A couple normally is two, but at the same time, that also can be a big expression
no, a
for
few. A few is three to five. A couple is actually a
she wants
value
two scrolls, for please.
Ooh.
Okay.
Thank you, dear.
It can be.
By the way, there's a man here to visit you.
What did he look like?
A werewolf.
Oh. If he comes back, tell him I'm out on a mission right now.
I said you were busy.
That'll work.
That you're off doing side work.
Yes. Tell him if he comes back, see if he can get a message. If not, tell him I should be back within a month.
A month? You'll be gone for so long.
I'm sure you can find things to keep yourself busy. As I'm sitting here just in the group.
Well, I actually, I'm certain she can just teleport down and hang out with you.
Once we leave the magic zone, which is 3 weeks.
Can you tell her to teleport?
I suppose I'll be able to find a new play toy.
You know, I just realized. Only for 3 weeks. Once you get out of the magic zone, you can come down and visit.
Oh, I do so miss your company.
Aren't the people who are listening online missing out on all this roleplay?
No.
No, because it's all.
I thought you paused it.
For you did, a while ago.
All right, well,
Gamers Haven Incorporated proudly presents A Thousand Monkeys production of a Monty Cook adventure. Dungeons & Dragons 4th Edition, Night of Dissolution, a Tolus adventure featuring the Gamers Haven regulars. Available for download only
at gamershavenpodcast.com. You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control. Hi.